If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap Sunday's news in action on the diamond, get you ready for Monday as we get crack-a-lackin' on another week of baseball action. Hopefully Jake Crumpler had you covered for the week, which I know he did. Hope you guys enjoyed all of that fun stuff. So let's get going. News and notes from Sunday and maybe a little bit carryover from the weekend. But Johan Duran, he has thrown successive bullpens. Things have been good. Batting practice has been good. And Johan Duran will begin his rehab assignment on Tuesday, and with goals of returning either later this week or beginning of the following week. So Johan Duran's time to return to the Twins is very, very soon, barring setbacks, which means Griffin Jackson's time as a closer may quickly be deteriorating. Francisco Alvarez, the New York Mets, is going to the IL for 6 to 8 weeks as he needs surgery on a ligament, torn ligament in his thumb. This is not good, obviously. Thomas Nito was recalled from AAA, and Omar Narvaez will be the starting catcher for the New York Mets, but Alvarez will be down for quite some time. He's a drop in most formats for me. There's got to be some very, very exceptional situations to keep Francisco Alvarez on your roster. Tristan Costas of the Boston Red Sox. Costas was placed in the IL with a left rib strain. Tyler Henneman, the catcher, was recalled from AAA to take his spot on the roster. We'll see where more moves go in that regard, but Alex Cora said Costas is heading back to Boston to see a specialist. And the early thoughts about Costas is he will miss a lot of time with the injury. The Red Sox are not very optimistic at this point in time. Hopefully on tomorrow's episode, I'll have more news for you on Tristan Costas. Some positive Boston Red Sox news. Tyler O'Neill, he's been taking batting practice. Videos look good, like he's back to Tyler O'Neill form. 7-day IL. He can return beginning or early of next week. So expect that to happen for Tyler O'Neill. Anthony Rendon is finally starting to hit the baseball well, and then this happens. Rendon's going to head to the IL with a hamstring strain. Adrianza is getting called up to take Rendon's spot on the roster, which is cool. I'd hold Rendon if you really need the third baseman, but otherwise he's droppable in pretty much all formats. And with Rendon out, it just means Luis Rengifo should be locked into even more playing time as he continues to produce at the plate for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Max Scherzer, his ramp-up is going great. Bullpen's been going great. Life batting practice is going great. And Max Scherzer will begin his rehab assignment on Wednesday because things are going so well. He's that far ahead of schedule, which is great to see. Scherzer will likely throw 3, maybe 4 rehab appearances before rejoining the Texas Rangers, who need some starting pitching help. So maybe we get Scherzer back in the third week of May at the longest. Royce Lewis of the Minnesota Twins. We have a little bit of a report from Lewis. He's began baseball activities of late, and within the middle to end of this week, should have a full running program in place for Royce Lewis as he rehabs to return to the Minnesota Twins. He's still a ways away to go, but he's at least working to getting there, which is a big start in the right direction. Some positive Minnesota Twins news. Max Kepler rehabbed over the weekend at AAA, and he will be activated and joining the Twins on Monday. Framber Valdez of the Houston Astros threw a 30-pitch bullpen session on Saturday. On Sunday, they said all things went well, and so well that Framber Valdez may not need a rehab assignment to return to the Astros rotation because the Astros need some help in that rotation because Christian Javier was scratched from Sunday's start with neck discomfort. Javier is going to head to the IL, hopefully for a short period of time, just being neck discomfort. Time will tell on that. Yu Darvish is on the IL for a similar situation at this point in time. With Javier going to the IL, Spencer Arrighetti, Mr. Spaghetti himself, will be recalled from AAA to take his spot. Alex Cobb. At one point, it seemed like Alex Cobb was coming back. Everything was great. My neck, my back, it's all going bad for Alex Cobb. He's had the elbow issue. Now he has a shoulder issue to give him another setback. And the Giants made it official. They moved Alex Cobb to the 60-day IL over the weekend, which moves Alex Cobb's best return time back to May 27th, which is not great. So you can drop Alex Cobb in pretty much all formats right now. The Giants traded for Mitch White for cash considerations from the Toronto Blue Jays. Mitch White will take Cobb's spot on the 40-man roster. Victor Scott of the St. Louis Cardinals, after struggling to start the season, I've been calling for this for a few weeks, was officially sent back to AAA on Thursday. He'll get his chance one of these days. The skills are great. He's got to put it together at the big league level. Merrill Kelly was scratched from Sunday start with the for the D-backs with an issue with his teres major muscle. It's basically in the shoulder area. He had an MRI on Saturday, apparently, and he's flying back to Arizona to get more information on the results for said MRI. The D-backs do not seem super, super concerned with Kelly's injury, but time will tell if it's a no IL, NIL, or a long IL stint for Merrill Kelly. Albert Owsley has been struggling this season, and on Saturday, blew his fourth save of the season. Owsley was removed from closing duties to get right, Craig Counsell said. Use him in some better situations, kind of a la Jose Leclerc, and we see how well that's going. Who knows how long this will take, but Mark Leiter and Hector Neris should be some of the more late-inning opportunities for the Chicago Cubs. Frankie Montas of the Cincinnati Reds. Montas left Sunday's start in the first inning for taking a line drive of his pitching elbow. After the game, he said he's feeling good and expects to make his next start. We will see how that takes place for Frankie Montas. J.D. Martinez, it might finally be happening, folks. We've reported about he signs, he's doing minor league stuff, he's doing this, he's shut down because he's old and he's cramping, and he's not feeling good. All these things with J.D. Martinez. Well, he's back, played some minor league games over the weekend. J.D.'s moving to AAA on Monday, which meaning he should return to the Mets on Friday, barring any more setbacks for J.D. Martinez. So get ready to lock him into your rosters. D.L. Hall of the Milwaukee Brewers will be placed on the IL with left knee sprain. Robert Gasser and Bryce Wilson are potential options to take Hall's spot in the rotation. Jose Siri of the Tampa Bay Rays missed Sunday's start as he's dealing with kidney stones. He'll fly back to Tampa Bay with the team and get evaluated further to see when he shall return to the Rays lineup. But for now, Jose Siri is day-to-day. Britton Doyle was scratched from Game 2 of Sunday's doubleheader from the Rockies and the Mariners. Doyle had a bruised chest, which occurred as he was hit by a pitch in Game 1 of said doubleheader. Let's just hope he's day-to-day, as Doyle and the Rockies have a very offensively friendly week ahead of them, and Doyle could be very, very viable. Bryce Elder of the Atlanta Braves. Darius Vines was optioned to AAA after his start. Bryce Elder got the call. He's ready to rock and roll. Over three starts at AAA this season for Elder, he has a 3.31 ERA and 18 strikeouts over 16 and a third innings pitched. Elder was serviceable last year, but I'm still kind of waiting and seeing with these Braves pitchers to see who takes the job, who runs with it, and much, much more. All right, before we hit the highlights from the day, as long as looking ahead to Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Andy Páez hit his first career home run in the bigs. He went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. Páez continues to play every single day since getting called up for the Dodgers. Thus, he's very popular in FAB this weekend. Jordan Westberg went 2-for-3 with a triple, a home run, a run, 2 RBIs, and a walk for the Orioles on Sunday. Westberg's been balling out, hitting .333 on the season with 5 home runs, 3 steals, 14 runs, and 18 RBIs. Really good stuff there from Jordan Westberg. And then Will Brennan, 2-for-3 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and an RBI for the Cleveland Guardians. He's been playing a lot for his right-handed pitching, second home run of the week in said situation, and the Guardians face a lot of right-handed pitching next week. Check out the Daily Badger Blocks article on PitcherList.com to get all information on all things hitting. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Mitchell Parker of the Nationals. My goodness. 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, 8 Ks, 12 lifts, and a 36% CSW on just 73 pitches for Parker. Parker has been great since getting called up. He's made 2 starts. He's thrown 12 innings, 2 earned runs, 0 walks, and 12 strikeouts. Really good stuff there for Mitchell Parker. Jose Soriano of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim wrote him up in my weekly Fab column on my Substack. A lot to like there with Soriano, and he backed it up in Great American Small Park on Sunday. Soriano threw 6 shutout innings with 3 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Very serviceable stuff there. He had 13 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 92 pitches. Soriano is definitely viable in deeper formats with some upside in 12s. Then Luis Eel, 5 2/3 shutout innings for the Yankees with 2 hits, 3 walks, and 9 Ks. Good to see Luis Eel have a solid outing here and a chance to get the win. He had 14 whiffs and a 33% CSW over 97 pitches. So good stuff for Luis Eel. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching news from Sunday. Kevin Ginkle got his 4th save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Victor Gonzalez, his 2nd save of the year for the Yankees. Holmes getting a little rest there. Alexis Diaz, his 4th save of the year for the Reds. Joel Piamps, 3rd save of the year for the Brewers as he's regained that bullpen duty in Milwaukee. Tanner Scott starting to look good, his 4th save of the year for the Marlins after a rough start. A few saves here over the last week to get back on track for Tanner Scott. Robert Suarez continues to be filthy. 7 saves for Mr. Suarez. And then Kirby Yates picked up his 3rd save of the season. He was a major Fab acquisition this past week. And Kirby Yates had 3 saves and a win over this past week, which is pretty good. Make sure you read the Daily Relief Ranks article on pitcherlist.com to get caught up in all things relief pitching. All right, let's look ahead to Monday on the diamond. Got a 7-game main slate on DFS. Pitchers we're looking at, Dylan Cease in Colorado. Keep targeting the Rockies hitters. Brendan Faught versus St. Louis. I'm kind of a Brendan Faught homer. Keaton Wynn versus the Mets. Like that a lot. Keaton Wynn is like a 16th overall and stuff plus entering the week. Lots to like there. And then Albert Suarez of the Orioles. If you're looking for a full punt, Suarez is great in his last start. Gets the Angels to try to take care of business once again. Some bats I'm looking forward to on Monday. The Padres versus Austin Gomber in Coors Field. Braves versus Weathers, and Arizona versus Lance Lynn. All righty, things I'm looking forward to on Sunday. Jared Jones back on the bump for the Pittsburgh Pirates, taking on one of the best offenses in baseball versus in the Milwaukee Brewers. Looking forward to seeing how that one plays out. Tariq Skubal, always much CTV, faces off against Zach Lytle and the Tampa Bay Rays. Weathers versus Elder. Weathers, 10 Ks in his last start versus the Giants. That's not who he is. We know that. You have Elder, who's trying to make a statement. Really interesting dynamics between this matchup on Monday. And the last but not least, Dylan Cease in Coors Field always has my attention, so keep an eye on that one. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, you won't regret it. Go check all that good stuff out there. Join the club, get PLB Plus. Get the podcast on the weekends for Fab and much, much more by being a member at pitcherlist.com, PL Pro, PL Plus. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and look ahead to Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, April 22nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.